From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democratic leaders say they're now confident that their version of health care overhaul legislation will be passed later this week before Christmas. The measure survived a key vote at 1 a.m. this morning, with all 60 members of the Democratic caucus supporting the bill, the exact number needed to forestall a GOP filibuster. President Obama praised the Senate action.
By standing up to the special interests who've prevented reform for decades and who are furiously lobbying against it now, the Senate has moved us closer to reform that makes a tremendous difference for families, for seniors, for businesses, and for the country as a whole.
The president today signed a defense spending bill that includes nearly $130 billion for military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as funding for additional assistance for jobless Americans. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is putting his best spin on the outcome of the climate conference in Copenhagen after Britain's prime minister blasted the process. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown complained that a handful of countries blocked a legally binding deal on climate change in talks that he said were at best flawed, at worst chaotic, though he didn't name countries other British officials have implicated China. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that countries around the world had different assessments of the conference. His was more upbeat than most.
I'm aware that the outcome of the Copenhagen conference, including the Copenhagen Accord, did not go as far as many would have hoped. Nonetheless, they represent an essential beginning. We have taken an important step in the right direction.
He said he will try to work with UN member states to streamline negotiations and reach a legally binding treaty next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Christmas shipping rush hits a peak for the Postal Service and for shipping giant UPS today. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tregitz reports.
The world's largest shipping carrier expects to move 22 million packages through its system Monday. For the entire holiday season, UPS says it will deliver roughly 400 million packages worldwide. That amount would be up slightly from 2008. Projections of both Atlanta-based UPS and rival FedEx are closely watched by industry analysts to gauge consumer spending trends and the economy's general health. A week ago, FedEx reported its busiest shipping day ever, with more than 14 million packages delivered, 2 million more than last year. And UPS hired 50,000 seasonal workers to help handle its holiday volume. The holiday shipping traffic is welcome news to both carriers, with both making cuts to its operations in the past year to weather the recession. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tregitz in Atlanta.
Stocks are higher at the start of a shortened trading week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up 97 points at 10,426. The S&P 500 Index is up 12 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The FBI says murder and manslaughter rates dropped 10% across the country in the first half of this year. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
According to preliminary figures collected by the FBI, the double-digit drop in the national murder rate wasn't the only good news. Violent crime fell by more than 4% in the first half of 2009. Property crimes were down more than 6%. Crime rates haven't been this low since the 1960s. Perhaps the most surprising number is the car thefts, down nearly 19% in the first half of 2009. The latest statistics suggest that crime in the U.S. is on track to drop for the third full year in a row. Individually, cities reeling from the economic slowdown didn't fare quite so well. In Detroit, there were 163 murders in the first half of the year. That's compared with 146 during the same period in 2008. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Transportation Department is ordering airlines to let passengers stranded on planes at airports return to the terminal after 3 hours. Airlines will also be required to provide food and water for passengers within 2 hours of a plane being delayed on the tarmac and to maintain operable restrooms. From January to June this year, 613 planes were delayed on the tarmac for more than 3 hours, their passengers kept on board. The new regulations take effect in 4 months. High-speed train service between Britain, France, and Belgium will resume tomorrow after being canceled for 3 straight days. The Eurostar Consortium, which operates the trains, blamed a spate of breakdowns on unusually cold weather in France. The problems began last Friday when more than 2,000 passengers were stranded on trains for hours in the tunnel under the English Channel. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.